And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner's efforts yesterday to return to a policy of service with a smile were misinterpreted by Grandpappy Spears, and he stomped out of the store, vowing never to return. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store and library, absorbed in another current problem of the merchant, as he talks on the telephone. Listen.
Well, let's see now, Miss Palmer. I believe them is 80 points. Yes, ma'am. Well, Miss Palmer, we don't decide how many points on stuff ourselves. The old P&A does all that. All right, I'll take it up with them. I don't reckon it'll do much good, though. No, ma'am.
Well, Abner, looks like I'm going to have to run for...
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me.
Well, of course, what you ought to did was can your own peaches. I know Elizabeth canned about, must have been 60 or 70 quarts of them.
Hurry up, Abner. I want to talk to you.
You thought what? Oh, well, I could have told you different than that. Yes, ma'am. Was there anything else now? All right, we'll try to get your order out this afternoon sometime. Much obliged. Goodbye.
What's Miss Palmer I worrying about now?
She's mad at me because the points are too high on canned peaches.
Oh.
And the reason she never canned on herself was because she thought the war would be over by now, she said. Yeah,
that sounds like her, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's one of them folks that thinks all they have to do is just sit around and wait for the war to be over.
Yeah.
Never think about doing a little something themselves to help get it over.
Oh, no. What was she want to talk to me about, Lum?
Oh, it weren't much. I was just going to say that the way things look now, I more than likely have to run for office again this year.
For office?
Yeah, school board president.
Oh, that.
Yeah, the election's going to be held tomorrow. It looks like I'll have to give in to public demands.
Well, ain't they holding that election sort of late this year?
Yeah, well, that shows right there what kind of a school board president we got in office now.
It does, huh?
Why, Caleb Wehunt never did know how to run nothing.
Well, he ain't the one that sets when the election's going to be, is he?
Well, no, but I think it was his fault anyways, somehow or other. I don't know just how.
Well, I still don't see how you can say it was Caleb's fault.
Well, maybe not, but I know one thing. He weren't never cut out for that office. And this year, the public's going to take steps to see that he don't get elected again.
Well, the public don't vote on that. Just you members of the school board do the voting. You elect your own president, don't you?
I know, but the public can let it be known what they want, and that's bound to have a lot of influence on how the board votes.
Oh, well, yeah, I reckon so. Yeah.
So, it just looks like I'm going to have to make the big sacrifice and be a candidate for the office again this year.
Sacrifice?
Yeah.
Don't you want to be elected?
Well, no, I don't actually want to.
Say that over again once, Lum. I must have jumped the track.
I said I don't actually want the office.
That's what I thought you said the first time. You feeling all right today, are you, Lum?
Of course I am. I never felt better.
Well, maybe you ought to see Doc Miller and just have a general checking up.
Abner, I feel perfect good. Ain't nothing wrong with me.
Ain't, huh?
Of course not.
Hmm. Well, it's a shame you got to take off if you don't want to, do it.
I know, but there just ain't no way to get out of it, hardly. If the public demands me, it's my duty to be a candidate.
Yes, sir. That is a dirty shame.
Got to listen to the voice of the public, you know. Got to forget myself in a time like this. Just ignore my own private interests and comforts and all that.
Well, now, I'm willing to do this for you, Lum. I'll go out and tell this public to stop demanding.
Well, now, wait a
minute. I'll do it. I'll tell them. Every C. Skunk or Squire Skimp could run that school board just as good as you. Better even.
I ain't so sure
ain't
about
no sense of shoving you into something that you hate and despise.
Well, I don't exactly hate and despise it, Abner. More than glad to do my duty.
Oh, I know you are, Lum, but there ain't no sense you giving up everything just for that. No, because I'll just make an announcement on the party line. Right,
Abner, don't go near that phone.
Tell him that you just ain't fit for the office. Or to stop that D man in there.
Get away from that phone, Abner.
Don't jerk the receipt.
I told you, I'm willing to make the sacrifice. And I, Granny, nobody ain't going to keep me from doing it, neither.
But I still say, Lum.
And here's something else. Anything you tell him now wouldn't make no difference, no ways.
It wouldn't.
Why, of course not. The public's done made up its mind. They want me in there. Ain't nothing nobody can do about it now. It's too late.
Well, that's the way it is.
That's the way it is, I'm feared. The public's mind's made up. And once that gets set, a team of horses couldn't pull it in some other direction.
Well, here, though, how do you know the public's mind's all made up?
Well, that ain't hard to tell. It's just in the atmosphere.
In the atmosphere?
Yeah, you hear it every which way you turn. Every place there's people talking, that's what they're saying. We got to get old Lum back running the school board, they say. We've got to get shut of Caleb Wehine. Our children's education depends on Lum Eddards.
Who's been saying all that?
Well, everybody in town.
Excuse me? I ain't heard nobody say it.
Well, that's just because you ain't been getting around much the last couple of days.
Well, I've been down the barber shop, drugstore, over at Dick Huddleston's store, down at the blacksmith shop, them horseshoe games. I made the delivers every day all around town.
I know, but you just ain't the kind of a feller that keeps his finger on the pulse of the public.
Huh?
You don't go around with your ear to the ground.
Well, no, I don't do that. I don't believe I could walk with my ear clean down on the ground, Bob.
Well, I don't mean
that. Well, even if I could, I don't believe I'd do it. Besides being awful uncomfortable walking that way, it looked plumb silly like.
Well, of course it would.
I'd be the laughing stocks of the whole town. Folks would start talking about me running around here walking like that. They'd say, we've got to get old Abner into a padded cell. Got to get old Abner a straitjacket.
Well, Abner, if you'll just catch up for
our children's educate. Demands that we get shut old Abner. No, Mama, I ain't going to tramp around town with my ear plumb down on the road now.
I never said you had to.
I know good and well I'd never be able to tote a basket of groceries bent way over that away, Mama. I'd wear my ear out, too.
Well, nobody's asking you to do nothing like that, Abner.
No.
So just forget it.
Yeah, tell them forget it, Mama.
All I meant was that you just don't catch on to what the public's thinking and saying like I do.
Well, I don't if that's what they're thinking. I don't want to catch on to it. I'll tell you that right
now.
Well,
the whole idea is...
Wait a minute. That door ring, I believe. Don't reckon if somebody wants to come and take me away, do you?
Oh, of course not.
But you answer it, Lama. I'd rather not do it. Rather not.
All right.
Doggie.
Hello, jot him down, store. I'm entered. It's People's Choice talking.
Rub my ear on them gravel there.
Mom?
I better get me some ear muffs, what I better
do. Just a minute, Elizabeth. Here, Abner's for you.
Has she heard about me already?
No, silly. Here, take the receiver.
Thing of my ear is sore when I put that receiver. Hello, honey. How's that? Well, sure will. Yeah, I'm signing, I reckon. Uh-huh. Elizabeth, you ain't neglecting your regular work around the Playfair to do that, are you? Well, that Kenlinwood's got to get split up, and you know my back. I just can't swing an axe no more. My rheumatism is so bad. Well, all right, then. What sort of a petition is it?
Yeah, see, you just can't ignore the voice of the public.
You sure says that? Well, I don't know. Where'd you get that?
Just wouldn't be patriotic.
Yeah, well, I'll find it when I come home for dinner. I'll see you then, honey. Goodbye.
Well, what she wants you to sign it?
Doggy, it looks like you know what she's talking about, Mom.
What do you mean?
Elizabeth's got a petition there she's getting folks to sign. You know what it says on it?
I'd love to know.
It's asking the school board to elect you president this year.
Well, what do you know about that? Well, looks like they're drafting me all right.
Now, she never said you're going in the Army. This is just for the president of the school board, not the whole United States.
I know. That's what I meant.
Huh?
Where'd she get the petition? Was it one she started herself?
No, she said Ms. Barton got some petitions down there at Will Spencer's printing shop and give her a couple of them.
At Will Spencer's, huh?
Yeah, Will must have printed them up himself.
Must have.
You know, for a while there, Lum, I thought you was just making up all that big talk.
Yeah.
Or just imagining it. I never believed a single word of you. Brother Lance, look at Cedric out there. Rushing in here like a horse afar, and I reckon what he's all head up about.
Howdy,
Cedric. Yeah, howdy, Cedric. What's your
name? Say, I got a petition here I wish you fellas would sign for me.
A petition? What? Wait, Cedric. What does it say?
Well, I don't know what it says. All I'm doing is just getting signers for
here,
it.
Let me look at that thing, Cedric.
I've got four names. I'd my own and two X's so far.
Okay, this must be just like the one Elizabeth's got. Here, Long, look at it.
Yeah, let me see that. Love to know what my admirers are saying about me.
You sure got them, I'll say that for you. I don't know who them X's are.
What do you know about that?
Where'd you get this, Cedric?
Over at Mr. Will Spencer's printing shop.
Well, nobody looks like Will Spencer's place. Must be your campaign headquarters, huh?
Yeah, sure does.
Cedric, you better not let your papa see this petition you're carrying around. This thing's just getting him out of office, what it's doing.
Well,
there's our phone again, I believe, Ron.
Yeah, you get it, Abner. More likely another one of my admirers. Sort of embarrasses me to talk to him.
Yeah, I'll talk to him for you. Hello, got him down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Who? Oh, well, wait, he's right here. Huh? Oh, sure, I'll take a message for him. Oh. Yeah, well, don't worry, I'll be more than happy to tell him that. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
Who was that, then?
Will Spencer.
Will Fincher.
Yeah, he says to tell you the charge for printing up them petitions you ordered, Lum, is $4.92.